Creating My World. Now, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the thought for today, Creating My World Now. How many of us would like to create our world now just the way we'd like to have it? Just the way we'd like to experience it, just the way we'd like to enjoy it and know it, and so be very pleased with it. How many of us would like that? We all would like that. Well, why don't we do it? Oh, we are. We are. We're creating our world exactly like we like it right now. We're creating it with every thought that we think that our world is beautiful, the sun is bright, the sky is blue, the grass is green, and I love you. So, when you create it like that, you're creating it just the way you like it. Now, is there any dead grass out there? Are there any dead branches or dead leaves? Are there any dead animals lying around? Are there any dead ants that you stepped on? Are there any dead poof, 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 whatever is that dead? And if there is, say, hey, they just moved on to their next dimension. So, they're living on another dimension. And of course, every dimension is now. You say, how can every dimension be now if we have people who die and they're leaving their body behind and go to another dimension? Because the dimensions are a flick. As we said the other day, it's seeing your life story passing before you when you are near drowning or something like that, you know. Well, creating my world now. I'd like to have my world be exactly what I'd like it to be right now. And the way I'm going to create my world now is by putting the ideas in motion that are most important to me. What ideas are most important to you? What thoughts are most important to you? What would make you very happy? And what makes you very happy is not something outside of yourself, but something inside of yourself. What makes you happy is being happy. What makes you happy is having a thought that everything is going your way. To have a thought that everything is functioning just the way it should. To have a thought that your body is whole and perfect. Ideal. Wouldn't that be neat to have ideal spirit, mind, and body? It is. We have to just put a little bit of attention on that. We have to put our thought on that. Because we've been putting our thought on something else. Now let's put it on every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect now. Now, we say we want to be independently wealthy. And we shall never, 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 never be independently wealthy so long as we want to be independently wealthy. I want to be independently wealthy. I want to be independently wealthy. I want to be independently wealthy. And you're silly. You can't have what you want. You can only have what you are. I am independently wealthy. Period. I am independently wealthy. Period. I'm expressing independent wealth in my every life. Well, not me, you're about to do. Okay, you're not doing it. Because you're a liar. You're a liar, often simple liar. If you would start counting your blessings, you'd realize how rich you are. You'd realize that you have enough money to eat, enough money to live on, enough money to buy clothes that you want to buy, you have enough money to take you places that you want to go, you travel around the world if you choose, you stay at home if you choose, you do anything, you always have enough money. And you say you're not independently wealthy, that you want to be independently wealthy, you need your head examined. I mean, what else would you do with independent wealth except to do the things that please you and take you where you want to go and do things here on campus? We have monks who have no income, who have nothing to live on, yet they have lovely clothing to wear. They each have traveled to Europe to visit friends or relatives or to bury their ex-husbands and stuff like that. And, in fact, one of them made several trips over there to bury an ex-husband. Each time she went over to bury him, he didn't want to die. He just kept living. And finally he died, and then she said, heck with it. I'm not going this time. It's done. I made enough trips over there. But, you see, you're doing all these things. You're enjoying all these things. You're independently wealthy. You're experiencing what independent wealth means. Independent wealth means that you can do the things you want to do when you want to do them, and if you don't believe you can do it, then, of course, you're putting that cause in motion, and then you're not doing that. But we can create our world any way we want, and we are doing it right now. So why not create our world in a positive, dynamic, happy, forceful, successful way in expressing everything we want expressed? Why not doing them, okay? The reason we don't do it is because we feel sorry for ourselves. We feel sorry for ourselves. We feel sorry that things aren't going our way. And then we forget to put them our way. Nobody ever shows me the way. Nobody, give me your hand. Nobody ever shows me the way. Come with me. Nobody ever shows me the way. Now, here we are where you want to go. Thank you. What were you saying? But nothing. Yeah. You were saying, nobody ever shows you the way, and here's someone who's just showing you the way, and you didn't even recognize that it was happening when it was happening. This happens to us so often. We don't realize what's happening to us at the moment it's happening, because we are so busy feeling sorry for ourselves that it's not happening. And how many people do you know like that? How many people do you know that feel terribly sorry for themselves? And they feel sorry for themselves because the life is a tough bowl of cherries. Ingeborg, sometimes you feel sorry for yourself. And you feel sorry for yourself only when you do not take the prescribed medicine your doctor gives you. And when you don't take the prescribed medicine your doctor gives you, then sometimes your joints are ache, you know. Sometimes this happens and that happens, right? And you don't want that to happen. Now, you take the pills, you do the things the doctor tells you, and then you continue recognizing that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as your ideal spirit, mind, and body takes precedence over your pills, then you will be experiencing that perfect spirit, mind, and body. Meanwhile, you take the pills like the doctor said, because you believe in them to a degree. And after you hold them perfect, of course, you don't need the pills anymore, do you? You just lay them aside. Now, if you have meditation pills, yeah, sure. If you have relaxation pills, you take them too. And you take them always on schedule, because that's a benefit for you and everybody around you. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, Sylvia, when you take your pills, you do everything in the perfect order. What the doctor says, you do, right?
Right.
All right. And, Ellen, when you do we have a doctor who gives you a prescription, you take it too, don't you?
Right.
Now, do you like doctor's prescriptions?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, does it? You just do it. And if you like it, then you have a lot more of them. If you don't like it, then you have the problem that comes from not taking them, you know? So you have to follow the deal. You're the creator of your world right now. How are you creating your world? How are you creating your world, Ingeborg? Are you creating a happy, loving, content, peaceful world?
That are my thoughts are about peace.
Ingeborg, are you creating a happy, healthy, peaceful world?
I am in peace and create peace and talk about
super.
Peace.
Super. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, Ingeborg. You're wonderful. Thank you so much. We have you on tape here, and everybody can hear that you're just a little upset right at the moment. But that's okay. That'll go away, too. And Sylvia, how about you? Are you creating your world of peace and harmony and joy and abundance and love and everything like that right now? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Don't laugh your head off while you're doing it. But say yes right away. And Ellen, and you're creating your world exactly the way you want it right now, exactly expressing everything that you feel in your heart?
Yes, in peace and balance.
Wow. Wow, wow. Herb, are you creating everything the way you want it? Sure am. I don't know anything that exists that is inharmonious. Anything that exists is inharmonious for me. I do not give it any life force by my thinking about it. Only thinking about the truth. Only thinking about health, happiness, and harmony. Now, can we all do that? Yes. Do we all do that? Yes. Under all circumstances, yes. Now, let's get our act in order, and let's get it in order right now so that we are perfectly harmonious with ourselves, our world, and everything that makes us happy. Okay?
Yes.
I believe we should.
It's
so,
done.
I believe it's done. Now, creating my world now. Ellen?
It's done.
Revealing my world now.
Oh.
Revealing my world now. Revealing it.
Yeah.
It's already there. I merely reveal it.
That's right.
We've got to watch those trickery words in there. They're words like creating as though we're doing something from scratch, you know, that has never been before. And that's okay. You can have that if you wish, but you're revealing it.
Yeah.
You're revealing something that already exists. Perfect harmony, perfect peace, and perfect right action. So, hang in there. No, I love you, I love you, I love you. And if you don't know it, I don't care. I love you anyhow.